Shalom Aleichem, everybody. On the seventh day of Pesach, we learn about and we internalize the incredible miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. When Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, it wasn't enough for us to be taken out of Egypt. It was also critical for us to be taken through the Yamsuf in a miraculous way. I've discussed this in a past FMT. If you'd like to hear about that, please WhatsApp me privately. In today's FMT, I'd like to focus on one pasuk, one statement in the Torah about the miracle at the Yamsuf. After Bnei Yisrael walked through the Yamsuf on dry land, the Torah says in Sefer Shmos, Perek Yedalid, Pasuk Chaf Zayin, Moshe stretched his hand over the sea, and Vayashav Hayam Lifnos Boker Le'etano. And in the morning, the sea returned Le'etano. What does Le'etano mean? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says Le'etano comes from the word etan, which means strength or power. In other words, the Yamsuf returned to its original strength, back to the way it was, flowing regularly. The Medrash in Breishis Rabbah Parsha Hey Piska Hey quotes Rabbi Yochanan, who says, on a drash level, the word le'etano is related to the word tnai, which means a condition or a proviso. Rabbi Yochanan says, Vayashav Hayam le'etano, the sea returned to its tnai. Rabbi Yochanan says it means that the sea returned because of the condition, because of the proviso that it made with Hashem. Hashem made a condition with the Yamsuf during the creation of the world that the Yamsuf would split for Bnei Yisrael when they were leaving Egypt. And now, after so many years, the time has come for the sea to split, and it did indeed split. It kept its part of the deal, so to speak. God said, I will create you on the condition that you split when my people leave Egypt, and Vayashav Ha'am Le'etano, the sea split as per its arrangement with God. That's the Medrash. However, many Mefarshim ask an obvious question on this Medrash. I understand there was a deal, so to speak, with the Yamsuf, but that deal should have been mentioned when the sea split, not now, when the sea went back to flowing regularly. The Torah should have said the sea split le'etano, not the sea returned le'etano. Many Mefarshim ask this question. One beautiful explanation is given by the Shem Mishmuel, Rav Shmuel Borenstein, the second Sochashava Rebbe, who died in 1926. This is in the Shem Mishmuel on Parshas Beshalach from the year Tuf Reish Ayin Beis, 5672, which is in 1912. Says the Shem Mishmuel, when something is done bitnai, when something is done on condition, that means that if the condition happens, if the condition is met, all is well. And if not, the deal is nullified. The deal is invalidated. Had the sea not split for Bnei Yisrael, the sea would never have been created. There would have been no Yamsuf. There would have been dry land there. Hashem would say what he could say about any element of creation. You do not exist. I made you, and you only exist because of my constant will, says God. However, because the Yamsuf accepted upon itself to split, so to speak, the sea was created. So, when the sea split and it became dry land, that in itself didn't show anything, because it would have been dry land even if the sea hadn't split. Again, if the sea hadn't split, it wouldn't have been created, and it would have been dry land there. So the splitting didn't show anything. But when the sea went back to being the sea, that showed that the sea kept its deal. Yes, the sea was there since creation, but that didn't show anything until Bnei Yisrael left Egypt. Once Bnei Yisrael left Egypt, and the sea was still there even after Bnei Yisrael passed through, that shows that the sea kept its deal. This idea of the Shem Mishmuel is not just an idea to explain a pasuk and a medrash, though if it were, we would say Dayenu. But there is more as well. One of the dangers, so to speak, of focusing on Kriyas Yamsuf is that someone might accidentally think, or someone might accidentally say, Hashem performs miracles, and he performs great miracles. But day-to-day things in the world are not under his control or under his orders, chas v'shalom. But nothing could be further from the truth. The splitting of the sea is not the main event. The very existence of the sea, that is what we should be focusing on. Yes, Hashem split the sea that one time, but that only highlights what Hashem does every single day. All the time. He created the world and he runs the world every single moment. And if at any time, God forbid, Hashem decided that the world should not exist, that would be it. End of story. When we focus on Kriyas Yamsuf this Pesach and throughout the year, we must use the miracle not as a way to think of a one-time event. Rather, we must look at that event and learn from that event about the way Hashem created and continues to create the world every single moment. Have an amazing day, everyone!